Okay, wonderful to see you back. So I think today and tomorrow are going to be our last shiurim before the Chag, Mistama, correct? I think Thursday is Shmuz and then Telchu L'Shalom.
No. You get a Rabbala's Shmuz?
You don't need to. You get a Shmuz with me every day, ma. Mm-hmm. So what can I tell you already? You have to Shmuz to me. I can't teach you anything new. I have to sit and listen to you. You have to teach me Chidushim. Anyway, so Mikol Makom, let's move on with the Seder because there's I like to call it making Seder of the Seder. So that's corny. It's a dad joke. I'm getting to, you know, when it's very interesting. You get to a certain age. I think I happen to enjoy my sense of humor, and I think I'm a pretty funny person. But you hit such an age where even if you were funny before, you hit the age where you start getting corny. You know what I'm talking about? It's genetic in Manasseh. If I start doing that, please tell me, and then I'll stop. Okay. So, Mikol Makom, I think we're up to Karpas. It's very important. The Gemara says Shalom Eliyahu. Yonatan. Mikol Makom, Karpas Rabotai. It's important to take a piece. Different Eidot have different minhagim. Among the Sfaradim, by and large, the minhag is to take celery. Okay, make sure you check it before also, because celery could be infested. Less so than lettuce and stuff like that. The way to check celery, by the way, you look for trails. The most common kind of insect by celery is a leaf miner. They leave trails. If you see a hollow, gray, or dark brown looking trail, that's a siman of infestation, and throw it out.
Is this also in the leaves or just the stalk?
No, I'm talking about the stalk. You cut off the leaves.
Huh? Or is a light brown tree?
It could sometimes be just a scar from whatever, but it looks like tunneling. Mamash looks like a tunnel that the bug makes its way through, yeah.
How severely do you have to, how hard?
Seriously.
Do check for endives?
Endives are much less infested than lettuce, but they are still partially infested, so you still have to check. But certainly the checking and the washing process is much more kal than that of lettuce.
How should you check celery? Do you check them?
I wash them, soap and water, soak them in soap water, you put a little dish detergent in a bowl of water, just wash to see if anything comes up, then wash it under a stream of water, visually inspect to see if there's any trails. If not, I call
beseder.
Yeah.
I was watching the Rav's, how to check the
lettuce vest?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, in the process, when we're keep checking the cloth.
Yeah. If you keep finding,
just find one bug.
If you keep on,
when do you have to know if you have to repeat the wash?
If you find one bug, you should still repeat. And if you just find one, now again, you have to know what you're looking for. Your eyes have to be trained. That's a totally different. I don't want to talk about bug training. Then you should do it again. If you keep finding after three times, then you should stop and throw out the bench. That's usually the rule of thumb. Because don't forget, also besides for the halachics, you wash it too much, it gets wilted and gets. There's nothing left of it, you know what I'm saying? Now, karpas, you have to be makpit to eat less than a kazait. Because otherwise, if you eat kazait, then Maran says you get into a machloket aposkim of whether or not to make a bracha achrona, and you shouldn't do that. Also, before you eat the karpas, you make borei pri adama. The Gemara says, also halacha psukan shulchan aruch, that when you make borei pri adama on the karpas, you chaven on birkat amaror. Even though, yafeh meod, lo maor, ela maror. Now, therefore, a person should be mechaven to be motzi the maror vezeo, even though you don't make borei pri adama over there. Now, if a person didn't have kavana to be motzi the maror, does he make borei pri adama on the maror afterwards?
No.
That also gemara meforeshet that you do not. Yes.
So you have to eat less than a kazayim karpas. What's the discussion of if you have? Why would you not have to say bracha achrona if you have more than a kazayim?
Oh, because over here there's a machloket rishonim. If you eat foods before you're about to be koveya seuda ala pat. Let's say eat random foods. That's why also some people, the Ben Ishai brings down, that the minhag in Baghdad was to have a few brachot between kiddush and amotzi. Anybody ever heard that minhag?
No.
Moroccans have such a minhag. There's other aidot. They do?
Yeah.
You have to be very careful when you do that to eat mamash tiny amounts because these foods are mitztaref, and if it's mitztaref l'shiol kazait, you get into a safek bracha achrona. La'alacha ma'aseh, even if you ate a kazait, you would not make a bracha achrona because safek brachot la'akel. But there are plenty of rishonim that say that if you eat random foods before you koveya seuda ala pat, you'd be mechuyav to make bracha achrona, Rabbeinu Zechariah Levi and others. Therefore, yakpid me'od not to have kazait so you don't get into the selah machloket. Yeah.
Can you eat small pieces but spread it out over the course of Magid? Meaning, very hungry. So.
You're not supposed to be eating during Magid anyway. There's a.
No.
There's a
like huh?
At all. You shouldn't. It's machloket. But the avad, it's not efsek. But again, I hear you. I hear you. That's why, by the way, I'm a very big fan to have lunch on Erev Pesach. Not so. Again, Arvei Pesachim, you're not allowed to eat certain things so late. But early enough, eat good, go take a nap. So you come to the Seder, you're not, you know, everybody's exhausted and famished. And how much do you think you can get done if everybody's starving and exhausted? Nobody's going to listen to anything you have to say. Take a nap, eat kmo ben adam before. Vizel. Yeah.
What if it's out of my control to like the lettuce and like it's in front of me? Right? Am I supposed to, is there like a herd in eight so that you could like crush it, crush the lettuce till you kill any bugs and then you could eat it?
You can eat dead bugs? Mazeh. Dead bugs are also asur. What are you doing
now?
You cut off the leaves.
What's like an inside? I didn't get to Maror yet, but now that you're asking, please listen very carefully. A lot of people, now again, please use it with sechin. You know, as important as bedikat tola'im is, how many lavim does a person get for each tola'at?
Four.
Four, five, or six. The Gemara says, Masechet Makot Dav, Tetzain. The Gemara says four, four. Shiritza olicha la'aretz. Then you have, I'm sorry, four for shiritza maim, for water, swimming ones. Then you have five for shiritza olicha la'aretz. And then six for shiritza of, for flying ones. To be very careful. It's mamash isurim chamurim. But you know what else is isurim chamurim? Levayish lealbin penecha vero barabim. Or sometimes a person, I've heard about this, sometimes a person speaks disrespectfully to his parents because they didn't check well or did you? Huh? Ba'adinut. The Torah says to be careful of tula'im. The Torah also says to act with derech eretz. The Torah says, lo la'alvin p'nei chavero barabim. So be'adinut, derechea, derechenu, v'chol netevtea shalom. Aitza tova kamashma'a l'anabotai, before the seder. If you know, if you have a situation, best is to get, if you can get pre-checked from all these companies with hashgachot, I'm not going to get into it on tape, but that's certainly better than otherwise. But even if you can't get pre-checked and they check at home or they wash at home, best thing to do in order to avoid all Sfekot, this is what Maran Zichron Bracha used to do for 50 years. Listen carefully. You take the lettuce. Different people do use different things, but by Sfaradim, almost everybody uses lettuce. You take the lettuce, yeah? Lettuce is made up of two parts. Every romaine heart, that's what it's called. Every leaf is called a heart. It has the spine, which is the white, stiff part, and then the leaves. By and large, most of the tola'im and the insects that are in lettuce are in the leaves. That's a majority of the time. What you do is as follows. You cut off the leaves to begin with, then you're left only with the white part. You look at it, you know, if it looks pretty whole, you soak it in soap water. Soak it in soap water, then leave it there for a few minutes, take it out, wash it and scrub it under a strong jet of water in the sink. Kasher la'achila.
You have the table though.
No, do it before. Sof ma'aseh v'machshava techila. So I'm telling you, do it before.
Do you do the mitzvah tomorrow? Or you just don't eat at all?
Yeah, David, you're winning. Go ahead.
What about the, like raining the leaves and filtering the water and checking?
Yeah, that's another method. That's another method. Many people, that's called the Shemata method, that they put like a mesh cloth over there to catch, you know, and they wash it and they catch the water with the bugs and they put on a light box to watch. But that requires, in order to do that, that requires a certain element of training to know what you're looking for, v'chule v'chule. But yeah, that's...
But if
that's,
you clean them, then it's fine.
Yeah.
If you're at the Seder, it's already like not well washed lettuce. Can you just like cut off like only like the middle part, like the white middle?
I would tell you l'alacha because it seems to be something that I can foresee this coming up l'maase. You have a situation where you're served. I'm not talking about a salad because a salad comes with. I'm talking about mitzvat maron. You're so usually, I guess they would serve leaves. Nachon. If you're not sure as to the, we'll call it the. Expertise of the person who is checking, what you can do is even toch kedeh, cut off the leaves. Okay, let's assume for a second it went through some minimal washing. So nachon mashu, cut off the leaves on the spot. Zimutar la'asot biyom tov. Take the leaf. Hopefully it's well lit. Not the leaf, the stalk, the white piece. Look at it well. Make sure there's no holes. Make sure there's no tunneling or whatever. You see it's whole. And you look at it very well under a strong light, you can eat it like that, and זה אפשר להלכה ולמעשה.
No water.
Huh?
No water.
Assuming that it already went through a washing or whatever, you visually inspect just the stalk well, you could be סומך on that. Yeah.
You bring a tray of pre-washed lettuce to their standard of washing.
No.
There's no stop in there. You just have like the leaf.
No, מה פתאום. Nobody serves just a leaf.
I've never seen it with the stuff.
What?
No. You're talking about it's cut up or leaves? Whole leaves.
Whole leaves.
Whole leaves. The middle piece is the stalk. Yeah.
What about the stalk of the whole heart?
No, no, not the whole heart. Those, you take a few. Now, yeah, go ahead.
You said that there's a hefsek when you eat something during ma'asek.
There's some poskim who say that, yes.
What's
that? Hefsek b'ma'asek. That you're doing a ma'asek that's not kriyat ha-magid. La'alakha ze lo kacha. We don't hold like that. If your mom is chalashing and you need to take a drink, or da'at maran is mutar lishtot, mutar lehafsik b'shtia between the first two kosot. Nachon? Between one and two, two and three is mutar. What's the only time it's asur le'da'at maran lehafsik b'na kosot?
Three and four.
Between three and four. So he's talking about, well, between one and two is the magid, and yet he allows you to drink. So if you're thirsty or whatever it is, mutar.
Can you need a snack?
Yeah, but like...
Baba, יש מצוות לעשות. What's snack עכשיו?
You're doing that at the same time.
Your mouth can only move in one direction, Baba. It's either reading or eating. Okay. If you need it, זה מותר. Okay? Yeah. What do you want to ask, Mal?
How much shubach should one make magid? How, like, should one read Hiloshim during the magid?
I'm a very big fan, as was Maran Zichrono Livracha. Short and no, no, not speedy. No, not speedy, but
short.
In Hebrew it's called katzar v'kolea. Short, sweet, to the point. No. If you want to give drashot during the seuda, during Shulchan Aruch, everybody's eating. Then even, that's the best time to give a drasha is when everybody's eating. Nobody disturbs you, nobody says, everybody's eating. No. But during Magid, short and sweet. Yeah. Yachatz, Rabotai. If you're not ba'al habayit, it's not sonogah. But if you're doing yachatz for yourself, there are some communities that everybody at the table has their own set of three matzot. I don't know if you ever saw that. No? I've seen it. My father-in-law does in his house. Some Bukharians apparently have such a minhag that every person at the table has their own three matzot and everybody does their yachatz and they have their own achilat matzah and stuff like that.
They have their own seder plate also?
I think it's one, from what I've seen, it's one seder plate. But each person has their own three matzot. If you're doing yachatz, lefi asod, ben Ishai brings down, according to the Ari HaKadosh, you're supposed to try to break the matzot into two pieces, one bigger, one smaller. The bigger piece is supposed to be dome le'ot dalet. The smaller piece is supposed to be dome le'ot wow. Yeah, it's supposed to be like that. Now, if you're dealing with crunchy matzahs, forget it. You're lucky if you... You're lucky if you can get into what dalit, what vav, and you break it, shalom, zeo.
You're lucky if it's not broken right
at the end. Yeah, that's a different story. If you're dealing with soft matzah, it's a lot easier because you don't crack it. You actually have to tear it. So once you're you can tear it. You can tear it into tzurat dalit, tzurat vav. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
The vav always looks like a triangle. Like.
Yeah, I know. It just, yeah, you know what I mean. It's... Nachon, it's not exactly the letters, you know, we're not, you don't bring sofrim to the seder and start, ככה, בערך. Now, מכל מקום, that's that. לפי הסוד, the bigger piece gets stored away for the afikoman. The smaller piece is what goes back into the middle piece between the two matzot. Now, yeah.
To make this a bit more visual, if the matzah is circle, like the soft matzot.
All matzot are circle. I mean, I shouldn't say that. All hand matzot that people usually use for the seder are circle. The difference is the texture, soft or crunchy. Yeah.
Right. How are we supposed to rip it or break it into like a formed dal? Let's say it's not the soft matzot and you have to do a chopping.
Yeah, it's not happening. It's not. It's raya that Tari used soft matzah, innit? Amar dalit vav, he didn't use the crunchy.
Right. And how, like, how would he rip it? Like, how would he make the dal?
I don't know. Again, it's lefi adinyon, you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about a sefer Torah over here to be posel or machshir sefer Torah lefi tzurat ha'ot. Dalet vav. Tov, ha. Magid, rabotai. Magid, like we spoke about last time, to put things in perspective. Every single word of Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah, V'Higdalta Levincha B'Yom HaUlemor. Now, even if you're banim gdolim, Mitzvat Aseh, to be mezakeh your father, to ask him the she'elot. Mamash kacha. If you ask him a she'ela, and even though you know the answer and he answers you back, you're mezakeh oto b'mitzvat aseh v'yigatel v'incha, and you're also yotzeh l'mitzvah v'sikur tziyat mitzrayim. And even if it's not avu ben, the Mishnah says all combinations. Even ben adam le'atzmo, even if a person unfortunately is alone for the seder, whatever it is, and he asks himself the she'elot. Mitzvat sikur tziyat mitzrayim is derech she'ela u'tshuva. Should be done through question and answer. That's why the Chachamim put together the Haggadah in a way that's manishtana alayla azim kol alayla. They made it into a song, which is nice, but don't forget, besides for being a song, it's questions. And then, where does it start? Avadim ayunu is the beginning of the answer. It should be, person should be makpid to do it al seder she'ela u'tshuva. Now, another thing is that every word, like I said, is another mitzvah, as opposed to kazait mitzah, one mitzvah. Well, kazait matzah, that's it. Kazait maror, one mitzvah. But over here, mamash, every word is a mitzvah. Maran Zichron Bracha used to say that a person, preferably, should not be mafsik afilu bedibur kol shehu during magid. Sometimes, since it's so long, you know, and family's there, so sometimes people joke and say dvarim betelim. Again, not to say asur, but it's preferable not to be mafsik whatsoever bedibur during magid. Yeah.
You have to actually read.
Yafeh. There's different families have different minhagim when it comes to magid. All the poskim agree that just like any other mitzvah hatluya bedibur, you are yotzeh with shomea ke'oneh. Which means you do not have to read it on your own. You can be yotzeh with shomea ke'oneh in any language which you understand, whether it's Lashon HaKodesh or English or whatever it is, you're yotzeh with that.
You have to understand
the language.
Does that also apply to Lashon HaKodesh?
Yes.
If someone doesn't understand
Lashon HaKodesh,
he has
to read it then?
Huh?
So if he doesn't understand,
if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, then he should read it along with, or follow along, either read it in English, or follow along with the reader with an English translation, so that he understands what's going on. Now, another thing, in some families, only the Ba'al HaBayit reads, and everybody listens, and they're Yotzeh, or they read along. Other families, such as in Maran Zichron Bracha's family, they went around the table, they took pieces of the Haggadah, and everybody read a piece, including women, including mother, grandmothers, you know, sisters, whatever it is, everybody reads a piece, and in Bzeh, you know, it's not some, Maim Tzni'ut, it's Tzanua, Makara, it's Sipur Tziyat Mitzara, huh?
Just the family.
Maybe if, it, let's say it's cousins, or a guest. So she's reading a piece of the Haggadah, Ma Zeh Lo Tzanua, why is it not Tzanua? Maish. It's okay, it's Beseder. You don't have to force her if she feels, you know, uncomfortable. Okay, leave it alone, obviously. But it's not something that's considered natsanwa. Now,
can I work for
Shomea Ke'one, if you're going around the table, everybody has to be mechaven to be motzi everybody else. So usually that doesn't happen. Therefore, in families where you go around the table and you split up the Haggadah, among the family, everybody should be reading along silently because Shomea Ke'one doesn't usually happen there. You have what I'm saying? Yeah.
Can a woman be left you for Shomea?
Vadai. Why can't she? Because she's just as mechuyav as the man. Women are also mechuyavot. Yeah, Yaakov.
If you just tell everyone to have in mind at the beginning and everyone hears you, so why wouldn't that work for
you? Yeah, have in mind meaning to be mechaven lehotzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sometimes people don't chop with it. Right. Like if, let's say, people sometimes have not such religious people at the seder. Have kavana lehotzi et kulam midechova.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Okay, yeah.
Like, you just have the ability to understand, or like, let's say, like, okay, sometimes just like you're reading, like, mm-hmm. And they're not paying attention.
Okay.
Is it fine, or like you have to be.
If you understand Lashon HaKodesh,
yeah.
Even if you're not mamash paying attention, but you understand the musag of the words that you're reading, you would say the Chovah. Yeah. So that's with regards to the Magid. Now, interestingly, we do different things during Magid, don't forget. You have to follow the directions of the Haggadah. Kan mozgin kol sheni. Yeah? Mesalkin ha-ke'ara. Mechasin tamatzot. Megalin tamatzot. There's all sorts of different things that Chazal instituted kedesh yishalu ha-tinokot. Specifically in order for them to ask. Now Baruch Hashem, the tinokot already know all the answers. In those times, not everybody used to go to yeshiva, so they actually had to ask. Now everybody knows why we're doing everything, but still, it's a mitzvah to do these things in order to stimulate the children for the mitzvah of Yigatel Mincha. Yeah, so that's with regards to Magid. Rochtza, Netilat Yadayim, Aim Beracha, Karagim. Yeah.
How do you apply Yigatel Mincha when you have a kid that's 20, 19, 15, 16, one day, already know everything?
Still a mitzvah. still a mitzvah.
How
the chachamim said, ואפילו כולנו חכמים, כולנו נבונים, כולנו יודעים את התורה, מצווה עלינו לספר ביציאת מצרים. וכל המרבה לספר ביציאת מצרים, הרי זה משובח.
How do you connect that to
Veganism? That's part of the mitzvah? What do you think? The chachamim, מעשה, ברבי עקיבא ורבן גמליאל, you don't think they knew? They sat down and each one was מחדש חידושים. And even when a father is telling Sipur Tziat Mitzrayim to his 20-year-old son, you think you know everything? He throws in a chidush po, nimuk sham. There's always something new. That's the beauty of the Torah. Shiv'im panim la Torah. Bechol yom yu be'anecha kachadashim. Kintinata misinai. Every day it's new. Now don't forget, this is a separate mitzvah than Talmud Torah. It's two separate mitzvot. It's a mitzvah davka v'sipur Tziat Mitzrayim. Even if you didn't learn, you just spoke about the story, you're still yotze, irrelevant, even if you didn't say any divrei Torah, you didn't say any vorts, you didn't say anything, you're still yotze the mitzvah v'sipur Tziat Mitzrayim. Now, with regards to matzah, a lot of people are asking me, okay? I think I've mentioned this a bunch of times. It's very, very hard. People say, how much is a kazayit of matzah? That's such not a fair question. Why is that not a fair question?
Depends.
Because there's a million different matzot on the market, and there's soft and hard and everything in between, and there's thick and thin and super thin and super thick and cardboard, and there's a million different things. So, you know, it all... And especially, you know, there's a very, very big machloket poskim, how to be misha'er, which shi'ur you should use for kazait, reveit. But the Rambam seems to say that miforash, he says, you go by volume. Many times, it's not so practical for many people to kind of measure by volume, so they use weight. The Kaf Chaim says that the minhag of kol ba'alei hora'a was always to use weight. I'm going to tell you what I came out because I did extensive research with many different kinds of matzot. Again, don't hold me to the T, but be'erech, pachot yoter, these are the shiurim. Let's talk about, we'll call it universal matzah for a second. That's matzah that's good for everybody, the crunchy guys. Yeah? Average consistency thickness of matzah, which is not too thick, not too thin, average, it comes out to about a third of a matzah, or possibly a little bit more to be a kazayit. By the way, if you want to measure when you get home, you can take your matzot on Erev Pesach.
The square ones?
No. I'm talking about, square can also be shmur, but I'm talking about ones that we use on the Seder, which are usually the handmade round ones, which lechat techila is what we're supposed to be using by the Seder anyway. So over there, it's about a third of matzah. The thinner the matzah gets, the super thin gets closer to a half. So it kind of fluctuates between a third to a half of matzah is a kazayit. Yeah, you can take a scale. Every kazayit is about an ounce. So you can measure it that way and see. Or if you want to do water displacement and measure by volume, you could do that too. It's a little bit less practical, not as easy. In soft matzot, it's a totally different ballgame because they're denser, thicker, and more voluminous. They're about, according to my bdikot, it comes out to approximately 6 kazetim per matzah, per soft matzah. That's a world of a difference in many different ways, and how much you're crunching and how much it is for a kazait. Mamash, you take one of those round soft matzot, you cut it up into 6 parts. Each part, pachot yoter, is a kazait. Yeah.
How do the measurements with volume?
Both volume and weight.
And how did you...
Volume came out more. Now, interestingly, the soft matzot will have more in volume than in weight because they're denser. The opposite is true by crunchy matzot, because they're not really dense at all. They're just crunchy. So that's basically how it came out. Again, it can vary depending on the company or whatever, but that's basically what it is. Everyone, how much do I have to eat? That's the first thing. How much? You ever see people complaining about food? All of a sudden, it's mamash ma'aseh satan. Mata, maror, these things. Everybody's always complaining. The whole seder, people are complaining. Adriel, you know what I'm talking about? Complaints the whole night. How do you say complaints in Persian?
Shura.
Die, die kol pam. Yeah, it's the Torah says meforash vehi ha'am ki mitonenim ra'a beozne Hashem. Asur litonen mitzvot. If a person complains about a mitzvah, bar minan, huh?
Ner.
What, to complain? Lama, the mitzvot deoraita po, mitzvot deoraita derabanan. How do you complain about mitzvot? Tell people, say sweet musar before the. I say always to my family, I don't hear any complaints. Nothing. בליל הסדר זה לא קודש קדשים לקדוש ברוך הוא. ממש קדוש להשם. Complaints about mitzvot. Do your best וזהו, שלום. What do you have to complain for? How much, I don't know exactly how much. Yeah, every time you sit down to eat a plate of food, you tell me how much you have to eat exactly וזה. Yeah, that's right. שלום ידידי. I want to wish, בפני כל עם ועדה, I want to wish a צאתכם לשלום, and בהצלחה רבה, תידידנו, הרב עמית, who's going, עולה לגדולות, לארץ ישראל, השתבח שמו, וזאת השם, we should follow him very soon to learn, בהגון הרב צבי קפלן, ארץ ישראל, בכל אשר יפנה, ישכיל ויצליח, וזאת השם, עדיו לגאון ותפארת, וזאת השם, שבי לתפארת עם ישראל, and לתפארת אבינו שבשמיים, וזאת השם. נסיעה טובה, חג כשר שמח, וזאת השם. Yeah. Square matzahs?
Yeah.
For the seder? Not a good idea.
If there was nothing else, how many
souls are going to be? Even so, because it's not avodat yad, so there's a machlok taposkim. Even though we hold b'di'avad, you can use, because, you know, there's one of the biggest debates in the history of poske am Yisrael is the debate about machine matzah. You know that. Whether a person can be yotzeh, mitzvot lel seder with machine matzah. Whoa! There were sfarim written about it. Rav Yaakov Milisa wrote about it. Rav Chaim Kluger wrote against it. Rav Chaim Mitzanz. Rav Yosef Shaul HaLevi Natanzon defended it. Wow! Eze machlokot v'am Yisrael, the machine matzah made. Oof! This is going back about 150 years.
What does
Rabbi say? Again, he says it's not lechatchila, but if a person has nothing else, he may be yotzeh mitzvat achilat matzah with machine matzah. The question is, it's really two-pronged. If a person can be yotzeh, the l'shem, you know, matzah has to be made, l'shem matzat mitzvah. Can that be done through turning on a machine? A. And in terms of chametz. So sometimes, you should know, machine matzahs have less of chashashot of chimutz than hand matzahs in many different ways, but it didn't always used to be like that. So this was, you know how much ink was spilled as a result of the machine matzah? Aval ha'alacha da'at maran tachon ha'bracha, is that if a person has nothing else, you can use it, and yivarech al achilat matzah. Yeah.
Is there any difference if you have a bit of avodat yad and the rest with
matzah? I mean, for Lila Seder, absolutely. Avodat yad is much better. I mean, there's different shiurim of kazait also. According to the Rambam, kazait is shlish betzah. According to Maran, it's chatzi betzah. So as much of the kazait as you can get with avodat yad, but Baruch Hashem, that's not really, Baruch Hashem, today there's so much shefa of everything. There's avodat yad everywhere. Yeah, we have to finish up because there's going to be arvit. Yeah.
So about how many of those square matzahs is going to be one
kazait? A little bit less than the entire matzah is a kazait. I would say about 3/4 of the square matzah, because it's small squares, about 3/4 is a kazait.
Small squares?
No, they're not so big. Yeah, that's about 3/4 of that. Ad kan. Baruch Adonai la'olam amin l'amin. Tomorrow night, Be'ezat Hashem, we'll meet again, and that will be our last shiur halacha lifnei achad. Laila tov.